Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today on Adventures in Odyssey, Aubrey Shepherd has a problem.
Harold, don't climb on the china cupboard.
No, look out!
I can't eat my dinner.
Why not?
But the dog's eating it.
But first, a mystery is at hand.
You have to help me, Mr. Doyle. Please find out who did this awful thing.
Start talking and use your mouth.
Now keep that up, pal. Your face will stay that way.
All this and more is right around the corner on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Find out who did this awful thing.
Never fear, Miss Stressburg.
The first part of my name is Strauss.
Oh, so the stress is on Strauss, eh? So sorry. Never fear, Miss Strauss Stress. You happen to be in the presence of the most capable detective in this entire room.
But you're the only detective in this entire room.
Precisely. Less competition that way. Now, let's gather all the impertinent facts. I'm Harlow Doyle, Private Eye, right?
Yes.
And you are?
Mandy Strausberg.
Aha! And this, I presume, is the alleged corpus delectable?
Corpus delectable? That's rich. By the way, the name's Fish. Goldfish. But she used to call me Crackers. It's cute, she didn't know any better. That's me, upside down there in the fishbowl.
Alrighty then, let's see what we have thus far.
Did you find a clue?
Well, I just bit my tongue. Third time this morning, too. Note to self, have teeth pulled.
Do you want to hear my story now?
Not so fast, Miss Mandyberg. I'm the detective around here, and I'll decide what stories I want to hear and when I want to hear them. Get it?
Got it.
Good. So, got any stories?
Yes, sir.
Right! I love stories! Wait! This isn't the one about those three pigs, is it?
No.
Too scary. Okay, sister, start talking and use your mouth.
Well, you remember the kids' fair Mr. Whittaker had behind Wood's End?
I do indeed.
Well, I went with a couple of my friends, and we were going to go on this one.
Mandy doesn't know the real story. I'm the only one who knows what really happened.
So,
to Mom's. How did I die?
But then we decided
we'd
rather go get some.
Here's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It all started when I was very young, about 2 weeks ago. I was in this booth at the kids' fair. For 2 bits, a kid could toss a ping pong ball into a fishbowl and win a prize. And the prize was me. Well, me and 30 other goldfish. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, Miller.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Barney.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, Sam.
The owner of this fair was a guy everybody called Wit.
Okay, that looks good.
Nice guy. Friendly, good attitude. Kind of looked like a walrus without the tusks. His sidekick was called Eugene. Tall, skinny, redhead kid with Coke bottle glasses.
Do you think the coconut cream pie catapult is all right now, Eugene?
The trajectory path of the pie should be quite adequate.
Huh.
However, I'm concerned that the tension of the spring is entirely too strong. Oops.
Things were good. It was summertime and the living was easy. And then, she walked into my life. Her name was Mandy. Blonde. Beautiful. I fell for her like the anchor off the SS Minnow.
Here's my quarter, Mr. Whittaker.
Okay, thanks, Mandy. You can give it your best now.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
I can't believe it.
Ah, a beautiful specimen of Carassius auratus.
Eugene used to raise goldfish, you know.
Do you have any advice on how I should take care of him?
Well, as a matter of fact, there are a few items to keep in mind. Clean his water every other day. One meal per day is enough to sustain him. Supply him with a balanced diet of worms, breadcrumbs, water fleas, and plants, and take care not to overfeed him. Keep his water temperature at 18.4 degrees Celsius, of course, and make sure he has plenty of shade, because goldfish do not have eyelids. Do you understand?